Blog Talk Radio.
To do and all the four majors here, and we go to what do we got? Kappa, good.
How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear your voice. We talked a couple weeks. I was on a cruise, so. But so the City Brotherly Shove, the sisters tanked it for you. The Fakers suck. I see Hextall fired your coach. Your phonies are like the Twins, and all we have left are the idiots, the Eagles. I was one of our board members here, Zane, was verbally abusing your Eagles. He said on my podcast, and I think on his, that if you guys miss, which you might, if you don't get the East, Zane wants the head of Chubbles. He wants the head of it because it's this team.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious.
We need to have
right?
The East. It's very key, Calpa. Yes, indeed.
I mean, so I was watching on the cruise. I was watching the phonies play Boston, like game two out there, a cold out there. And I thought it was America's game. America's. There was no one in this facility. Do people care about baseball in Philly anymore or not?
Good question, and I'm leaning towards no, and I want to do that later this year. We'll look at some Philly attendance. Bring yourself walking there.
Well, the Twins are the same difference. We have a nice facility. No one cares about baseball. Joe, if I trade Joe Mauer and Baby Jesus to you guys for a couple minor leaguers, would you okay that trade? Because he is the worst leader. He's just like oatmeal. If I could somehow get a trade to trade Baby Jesus, Joey Mauer to the Philadelphia Phonies, would you take that trade?
Okay. Make it work. You should make it louder in these great headsets that I can't hear for.
You can't hear me?
Oh, Calpa's great things that I can't hear now.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Jamie, be good.
You're not on the line.
All right. Thank you, Calpa. We'll try to get these faulty headsets. Let's see if it's any better with this guy. His last name is Park, and he's on the air on this day.
Hey, what's going on here on this sunny Saturday?
Well, it's going good. Yes, indeed. It's
going good. So,
yeah.
I honestly, the draft is in, I guess, 12 days? I can't wait till this draft is over because I'm just so tired of hearing all the different. I just want it to be done with one way or the other. So we can just move on to the season.
Yes, just let it happen, and it's not. I want it to be this week, but I know it's not. I still have to hear it all week next week, almost. Which is.
Does it seem like the wait? It seems like the wait to the draft is like longer than the wait until the season. It just the waiting for the draft is like
why
forever.
Why do you think it's a wait?
What's that?
I think it's a wait.
Yeah, so I know we'll probably talk about the draft more in depth next week. Right now, what are you feeling the Eagles are going to do in terms of are they going to move up? Are they going to stay at
20? I think they need receiver. I think that's the only thing they should even think about in the first round because I'm not comfortable with their receiving core right now. So that's why I had to say receiver, receiver, receiver to start out.
Yeah, they definitely need another receiver. I think they're, with all the talk going on, I actually think they don't make a trade at all. I think they just sit at 20 and pick the best player there. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how it goes. Yes, we will.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You have any comments about the Phillies? Anything to add? I see, Joel.
What? Do I have any comments about what?
About the Phillies.
You have to make them so loud. Then you have to get new headphones. Because these are terrible.
Well, I'm struggling to find reasons to even watch the games, and it's people still. This is a bad sign.
What's a bad sign?
It's a bad sign that in April, I'm struggling to find reasons to watch the game.
Yeah, it's a very bad sign, and I don't think it's not a lot. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse as the summer goes on. You know that, right? It's not going to get any better.
I understand. It's like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's going to be dark. It's going to last us the rest of our lives.
It seems it right now, doesn't it? Thank you, buddy.
All right, do it.
All right, sorry.
Well, that'll be quick stuff.
Whoever that was, do call back.
You can't hear you once you hang up. You can't double-click stuff. You want me to just do this?
No, I won't get in trouble.
I'll have this here.
So, let's look at some MLB. We all know what Danny imagines. I'm going to look up that.
I'm
going
to get predictions.
I'm going to look up at MLB attendance figure.
Can we get
Yeah, we'll do playoff predictions first.
All right, here we go. In the East. Washington, Toronto. Who you like there?
I like Toronto.
All right. New Orleans. Okay. In the East, Milwaukee and Chicago.
Milwaukee.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
That is upset. That's a big upset right there. A lot of people probably expect the Bulls to be in the final, the Eastern final. Boston, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
4-0.
Yeah. No.
No.
No win. A game, at least.
I said 4-0 on that one. No way in that. Brooklyn at ATL.
I think this will be a close series, but ATL.
ATL, agreed.
But Brooklyn will win a game.
Well, I don't know. Brooklyn may steal one. I don't know. Of the two matchups, I don't know if any.
Yeah, the headsets are on the wrong way.
What do you mean? They can go either side. Doesn't matter.
No.
They're louder now, right?
Yeah.
The thing lowered down. All right. Let's go west. All right. Let's go west. Gold State, Nylands.
Golden State.
Golden State. All right. You got Dallas, Houston. That's a good.
Dallas.
Woo. Don't like that one. I don't agree with you. All right. Portland, Memphis.
Are we just doing the first round, too?
Yeah.
Memphis.
Yeah. All right, I agree with that one. Now the big one. I cannot believe this is a first round matchup. I'm disappointed. I didn't want to see this so early. Spurs. Clips.
Spurs.
I agree with that, but that's a shame. I wanted to see the Final Four be Memphis, San Antonio. I don't care about Houston, really. But I wanted to see Clippers, San Antonio, and Golden State as three to Final Four in the West. All right. You want to see MLB? Let me see if this works.
No. MLB attendance. Thank you. Mittens, hello. No, you just go to ESPN.
ESPN is good.
MLB attendance. Just look it up.
There we go. We got Grando on the line.
Frank, go ahead.
Grando,
good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Are you any further thoughts about the about the Masters and Spieth? Do you think it's the start of a lot of great stuff for him, or do you think he'll just be a good player, not a phenomenal player? What do you think?
He's going to be he's a phenomenal player. He's clutch in the boost spots at the RBC yesterday. He hits a 9-under 62 to get right back.
Are you kidding
in
me?
There.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was trying to catch that last night. Oh, my goodness. Wow. How close is he to the lead?
He's still six back because he's 3 over.
He's got a 62.
Still.
Oh, my goodness. He's amazing.
Yeah. So I think we got tons of great young players and so much to look forward to as this major series goes on because there's real parity. McIlroy, Spieth, Fowler. Many,
right,
many,
good stuff.
Many
did Uncle Tommy call you?
No, but I'm sure we'll be checking in later.
All right, also, what are your thoughts on Ryan Howard?
My thoughts on him that he's just dejected, or he either wants to get out of here, or he's not interested in playing the ballgame.
Yeah. I just think it's a shame for him because I think he's a decent guy, but it looks like he's lost it. I mean, they're throwing fastballs right by him, like laughing at him like he's a minor league player. In the past, he would have creamed those balls, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, good luck with the rest of your show.
All right, thank you, buddy. Let's check out this MLB attendant. No, just Google MLB attendant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I know that ESPN usually has a good sortable page on that. I'm just not finding it. Here we go. And that goes right back to ESPN. I love it. There it is. There's the sortable. All right. What are you looking for here?
Phillies. And what is the most home games that any team has?
Dodgers have played 7. A lot of teams have played 7. Phillies 21st, actually. They're averaging 28,000. There's other teams below them. The White Sox, the Braves, Twins, A's, Texans, Raptors, Blue Jays, the Fish, Indians, and the Devil Rays.
What are the Rays attendance?
Rays are the worst. 18,000 a game. Or 28, 10,000 more. Gone are the days when we were chalking this up.
Could you
102%.
Could you read all the figures for the Phillies?
Yeah, sure. All right, let me just make sure nobody's on the queue. Grant is still on the line. Is he still there?
No, he wanted to get off. So he can get rid of
it. Yeah, he's gone. All right, we got total attendance, 168,000, 313 at six home games. They've averaged 28,052, 64.3% capacity, five road games. Averaging 32,000 on the road, 77% capacity. Overall, it gives them 11 games, averaging 30,000 people in attendance at a 70% clip of capacity.
I would check that every week, because I think that's going to be an interesting thing. I think it's going to be interesting thing to keep.
First, so we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on as the summer comes, as school gets out, and are people going down there or not. You want to do something with 97.5 versus 94. Let's do that now.
I think Monday everything comes. I think Monday we got ourselves a new world order here in the radio wars on 94. And 97.5.
What is the new world order on 94 for?
Well, it's brand new, a couple of weeks. Okay, so here's 94. As it stands right now.
All right, sit there.
Morning show, 25 years of running, Angelo Cataldi and the gang. Okay?
Yeah.
What are we going to do, grades here or what?
Grades, and we'll see who wins.
A through F, guys. A for them. They're followed by Ike Reese and Michael Barkan. What
we
got there?
What?
F. I don't think it's definitely not an A. I would say it's a C, in my opinion, maybe. It's not that great. Ike Reese is very hard to listen to anymore.
I like Ike. Barkan ruined it.
No way. Opposite. All right.
they're followed up with
Anderson,
right into the big guys now, the new drive home with
A plus, Josh Ennis, and Tony Bruno.
You and a lot of other Philadelphians now they're winning the
because they do pop culture. They do that rush for the school lunches. You're just not gonna find that on iTunes, but
well, Mikey and Ant, right? Invented the 64. Hey, Invented.
What 64?
You do the top 64 beers and you rank on one, you know, and then you go through the tournament.
Yeah.
And they invented that. That's not sports. That's,
this is Mount Rushmore.
I'm just saying, you're selling them out. Well, he's done stuff of similar.
All right.
All right.
What's Ray?
Then the nighttime show.
Phillies, Sludge, but
is
Phillies.
It does Haddad?
Yeah.
He has it.
Yeah.
6 to 10.
Yeah.
That's his show.
That's his show.
All right, if you're saying it, we're going to go on record saying it's his.
Yeah.
What do you give Haddad?
I love Haddad. B.
B, all right. He's pretty good. I give him a B. All right.
But he gets he only gets to see him once a week at least.
All right, now.
At most.
Then you go over to
975.
We're going to have a new morning show supposedly starting in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be Gargano and your buddy John Marks.
And the woman.
And the woman, Maureen Williams.
Had no one made to that.
What do you think you'll give that?
F.
You're going to give him that. You know, John Marks is a personal friend of yours.
This is at the show. This is not that John Marks.
All right. Well, you don't know yet, but you're
anticipated. If it was John Marks and Sean Brace, it'd be an A. But
what?
But Gargano is a...
You used to like him. Now you're ridiculous. You've gone off the deep end now all of a sudden.
Gargano.
Your pro 94 is seeping through here, and it's absurd. You want 97.5 blown up?
As long as Gargano's not in anything, that's the...
You want 97.5 blown up, don't you?
You want it blown up.
He's
my Gargano equals automatic F.
Oh, my God. I think this is because... You know, Ennis has got a war going on with him for some reason. Everyone thinks he kicked him out. You know, and all this. And now you love Ennis so much, you're side with him. You're all against Gargano, and now you want Gargano gone. You want him thrown to the wolves. You want him fired towards the burn.
Even though he has no income to support a family, decides to want a week show and live up there.
Yeah, well.
Does Ennis take shots at him a lot?
Oh, yeah, he did it the other day.
What?
He was saying they were talking about something else and doing bad, and then get rewarded with something good. And then Josh said, oh, that's how you get a morning show on this team. And then Bruno's like,
everything.
Tom, you can walk over.
All right. So.
All right. Then they're following up.
Right.
We're not going together, Tom.
Harry Mays and Eitan Shin.
Is that right now?
Yeah.
That's a two-hour show?
Four.
That's now four? That's right?
Because there's no more John Sean. John Sean's gone.
I thought they changed it up. What? All right, so.
Harry and Eitan. Is an A.
You like that one?
Yeah, he's kind of Harry.
And we come and goes right in the mist now?
Yeah.
I thought there was another show. They only have one midday.
But there was Johnny Sean, but that's no more.
No, but they... Don't they have, like...
That's during football season. That's all.
No, I know, but doesn't this mist show have a...
All right.
Mikey Miss.
Getting B. Because he got beat.
All right. And what about
the
newly appointed one day in Joey D. Camera with 6 to 10 slots?
And he's going to be on it every single night, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no sports now. What do you give him?
I like him.
What do you give him?
B minus.
I love him, you know, so I clearly get that. Chris, that door is not closed. Chris?
Door not closed. Door. the show? Yes. No, I didn't. Well, that's his fault. Bye, peeps.
Well, we did our NBA predictions. We did our rap. Wait, it's right here. Is how you? What are you doing there? It's right here.
Nothing's there. I'm not even in the call on that part.
You're still on 8 minutes to go.
All right, bye.
All right, I'm fine with that because I gotta.
You gotta go, so you should be fine with that. Can I go to play? Can I go to play with my?